The Divine Comedy by Dante, illustrated, Paradise, complete. Canto I. His glory, by whose might all things are moved, pierces the universe, and in one part sheds more resplendence, elsewhere less. In heaven, that largeliest of his light partakes, was I, witness of things, which to relate again surpasseth power of him who comes from thence, for that, so near approaching its desire our intellect is to such depth absorbed, that memory cannot follow. Nathless all, that in my thoughts I of that sacred realm could store, shall now be matter of my song. Benign Apollo! This last labor aid, and make me such a vessel of thy worth, as thy own laurel claims of me beloved. Thus far hath one of steep Parnassus' brows sufficed me, henceforth there is need of both for my remaining enterprise do thou enter into my bosom, and there breathe so, as when Marsyas by thy hand was dragged forth from his limbs unsheathed. O power divine! If thou to me of shine impart so much, that of that happy realm the shadowed form tracked in my thoughts I may set forth to view, thou shalt behold me of thy favored tree come to the foot, and crown myself with leaves, for to that honor thou, and my high theme will fit me. If but seldom, mighty sire, to grace his triumph gathers thence a wreath Caesar or bard, more shame for human wills depraved, joy to the Delphic god must spring from the Pyrian foliage, when one breast is with such thirst inspired. From a small spark great flame hath risen, after me perchance others with better voice may pray, and gain from the Syrian city answer kind. Through diver passages, the world's bright lamp rises to mortals, but through that which joins four circles with a threefold cross, in best course, and in happiest constellation set he comes, and to the worldly wax best gives its temper and impression. Morning there, here eve was by almost such passage made, and whiteness had o'erspread that hemisphere, blackness the other part, when to the left I saw Beatrice turned, and on the sun gazing, as never eagle fixed his ken. As from the first a second beam is wont to issue, and reflected upwards rise, e'en as a pilgrim bent on his return, so of her act, that through the eyesight passed into my fancy, mine was formed, and straight, beyond our mortal wont, I fixed mine eyes upon the sun. Much is allowed us there, that here exceeds our power, thanks to the place made for the dwelling of the human kind. I suffered it not long, and yet so long that I beheld it bickering sparks around, as iron that comes boiling from the fire. And suddenly upon the day appeared day new risen, as he, who hath the power, had with another sun bedecked the sky. Her eyes fast fixed on the eternal wheels, Beatrice stood unmoved, and I with ken fixed upon her, from upward gaze removed at her aspect, such inwardly became as Glaucus, when he tasted of the herb, that made him peer among the ocean gods. Words may not tell of that transhuman change, and therefore let the example serve, though weak, for those whom grace hath better proof in store. If I were only what thou didst create, then newly, love, by whom the heaven is ruled, thou knowest tree, who by thy light didst bear me up. When as the wheel which thou dost ever guide, desired spirit, with its harmony tempered of the unmeasured, charmed mine ear, then seemed to me so much of heaven to blaze with the sun's flame, that rain or flood ne'er made a lake so broad. The newness of the sound, and that great light, inflamed me with desire, keener than e'er was felt, to know their cause. Whence she who saw me, clearly as myself, to calm my troubled mind, before I asked, opened her lips, and gracious thus began, with false imagination thou thyself mukst dull, so that thou seest not the thing, which thou hadst seen, had that been shaken off. Thou art not on the earth as thou believest, for lightning scapped from its own proper place ne'er ran, as thou hast hither now returned. Although divested of my first triest doubt, by those brief words, accompanied with smiles, yet in new doubt was I entangled more, and said, already satisfied, I rest from admiration deep, but now admire how I above those lighter bodies rise. Whence, after utterance of a piteous sigh, she towards me bent her eyes, with such a look, as on her frenzied child a mother casts, then thus began, among themselves all things have order, and from hence the form, which makes the universe resemble God. In this the higher creatures see the printed steps of that eternal worth, which is the end whither the line is drawn. All natures lean, in this their order, diversely, some more, some less approaching to their primal source. Thus they to different havens are moved on through the vast sea of being, and each one with instinct given, that bears it in its course, this to the lunar sphere directs the fire, this prompts the hearts of mortal animals, this the brute earth together knits, and binds. Nor only creatures, void of intellect, are aimed at by this bow, but even those, that have intelligence and love, are pierced. That providence, who so well orders all, with her own light makes ever calm the heaven, in which the substance, that hath greatest speed, is turned, and thither now, as to our seat predestined, We are carried by the force of that strong cord, that never looses dart, but it fair aim and glad. Yet is it true, that as oft times but ill accords the form to the design of art, through sluggishness of unreplying matter, so this course is sometimes quitted by the creature, who hath power, directed thus, to bend elsewhere, as from a cloud the fire is seen to fall, from its original impulse warped, to earth, by vicious fondness. Thou no more admire thy soaring, if I rightly deem, than laps a torrent downwards from a mountain's height. There would in thee for wonder be more cause, if, free of hindrance, thou hadst fixed thyself below, like fire on moving on the earth. So said, she turned toward the heaven her face. Canto 2. All ye, who in small bark have following sailed, eager to listen, on the adventurous track of my proud keel, that singing cuts its way, backward return with speed, and your own shores revisit, nor put out to open sea, where losing me, perchance ye may remain bewildered in deep maze. The way I pass ne'er yet was run, Minerva breathes the gale, Apollo guides me, and another nine to my rapt sight the arctic beams reveal. Ye other few, who have outstretched the neck, timely for food of angels, on which here they live, yet never know satiety, through the deep brine ye fearless may put out your vessel, marking, well the furrow broad before you in the wave, that on both sides equal returns. Those, glorious, who passed o'er to Colchos, wondered not as ye will do, when they saw Jason following the plough. The increate perpetual thirst, that draws toward the realm of God's own form, bore us swift almost as the heaven ye behold. Beatrice upward gazed, and I on her, and in such space as on the notch a dart is placed, then loose and flies, I saw myself arrived, where wondrous thing engaged my sight. Whence she, to whom no work of mine was hid, turning to me, with aspect glad as fair, bespake me, gratefully direct thy mind to God, through whom to this first star we come. Me seemed as if a cloud had covered us, translucent, solid, firm, and polished bright, like adamant, which the sun's beam had smit within itself the ever-during pearl received us, as the wave a ray of light receives, and rests unbroken. If I then was of corporeal frame, and it transcend our weaker thought, how one dimension thus another could endure, which needs must be if body enter body, how much more must the desire inflame us to behold that essence, which discovers by what means God and our nature joined. There will be seen that which we hold through faith, not shown by proof, but in itself intelligibly plain, e'en as the truth that man at first believes. I answered, Lady. I with thoughts devout, such as I best can frame, give thanks to him, who hath removed me from the mortal world. But tell, I pray thee, whence the gloomy spots upon this body, which below on earth give rise to talk of Cain and fabling quaint. She somewhat smiled, then spake, if mortals are in their opinion, when the key of sense unlocks not, surely wonder's weapon keen ought not to pierce thee, since thou find'st reed, the wings of reason to pursue the senses' flight are short. But what thy own thought is, declare. Then I, what various here above appears, is caused, I deem, by bodies dense or rare. She then resumed, thou certainly wilt see in falsehood thy belief overwhelmed, if well thou listen to the arguments, which I shall bring to face it. The eighth sphere displays numberless lights, the which in kind and size may be remarked of different aspects, if rare or dense of that were cause alone, one single virtue then would be in all, alike distributed, or more, or less. Different virtues needs must be the fruits of formal principles, and these, save one, will by thy reasoning be destroyed. Beside, if rarity were of that dusk the cause, which thou inquirest, either in some part that planet must throughout be void, nor fed with its own matter, or, as bodies share their fat and leanness, in like manner this must in its volume change the leaves. The first, if it were true, had through the sun's eclipse been manifested, by transparency of light, as through aught rare beside diffused. But this is not. Therefore remains to see the other cause, and if the other fall, erroneous so must prove what seemed to thee. If not from side to side this rarity pass through, there needs must be a limit, whence its contrary no further lets it pass. And hence the beam, that from without proceeds, must be poured back, as color comes, through glass reflected, which behind it lead conceals. Now wilt thou say, that they're of murkier hue than in the other part the ray is shown, by being thence refracted farther back. From this perplexity will free thee soon experience, if thereof thou trial make, the fountain whence your arts derive their stream. Three mirrors shalt thou take, and two remove from thee alike, and more remote the third. Betwixt the former pair, shall meet thine eyes, then turn toward them, cause behind thy back a light to stand, that on the three shall shine, and thus reflected come to thee from all. Though that beheld most distant do not stretch a space so ample, yet in brightness thou wilt own it equaling the rest. But now, as under snow the ground, if the warm ray smites it, remains dismantled of the hue and cold, that covered it before, so thee, dismantled in thy mind, I will inform with light so lively, that the tremulous beam shall quiver where it falls. Within the heaven, where peace divine inhabits, circles round a body, in whose virtue dies the being of all that it contains. The following heaven, that hath so many lights, this being divides, through different essences, from it distinct, and yet contained within it. The other orbs their separate distinctions variously dispose, for their own seed and produce apt. Thus do these organs of the world proceed, as thou beholdest now, from step to step, their influences from above deriving, and thence transmitting downwards. Mark me well, how through this passage to the truth I ford, the truth thou lovest read, that thou henceforth alone, mayst know to keep the shallows, safe, untold. The virtue and motion of the sacred orbs, as mallet by the workman's hand, must needs by blessed movers be inspired. This heaven, made beauteous by so many luminaries, from the deep spirit, that moves its circling sphere, its image takes an impress as a seal, and as the soul, that dwells within your dust, through members different, yet together formed, in different powers resolves itself, e'en so the intellectual efficacy unfolds its goodness multiplied throughout the stars, on its own unity revolving still. Different virtue compact different makes with the precious body it enlivens, with which it knits, as life in you is knit. From its original nature full of joy, the virtue mingled through the body shines, as joy through pupil of the living eye. From hence proceeds, that which from light to light seems different, and not from dense or rare. This is the formal cause, that generates proportion to its power, the dusk or clear, Canto 3. That sun, which erst with love my bosom warmed had of fair truth unveiled the sweet aspect, by proof of right, and of the false reproof, and I, to own myself convinced and free of doubt, as much as needed, raised my head erect for speech. But soon a sight appeared, which, so intent to mark it, held me fixed, that of confession I no longer thought. As through translucent and smooth glass, or wave clear and unmoved, and flowing not so deep as that its bed is dark, the shape returned so faint of our impictured lineaments, that on white forehead set a pearl as strong comes to the eye, such saw I many a face, all stretched to speak, from whence a straight conceived delusion opposite to that, which raised between the man and fountain, amorous flame. Sudden, as I perceived them, deeming these reflected semblances to see of whom they were, I turned mine eyes, and nothing saw, then turned them back, directed on the light of my sweet guide, who smiling shot forth beams from her celestial eyes. Wonder not thou, she cried, at this my smiling, when I see thy childish judgment, since not yet on truth it rests the foot, but, as it still is wont, makes thee fall back in unsound vacancy. True substances are these, which thou beholdest read, hither through failure of their vow exhaled. But speak thou with them, listen, and believe, that the true light, which fills them with desire, permits not from its beams their feet to stray. Straight to the shadow which for converse seemed most earnest, I addressed me, and began, as one by over-eagerness perplexed, O Spirit, born for joy! Who in the rays of life eternal, of that sweetness knows the flavor, which, not tasted, passes far all apprehension, me it well would please, if thou wouldst tell me of thy name, and this your station here. Whence she, with kindness prompt, and eyes glistening with smiles, our charity, to any wish by justice introduct, bars not the door, no more than she above, who would of all her court be like herself. I was a virgin sister in the earth, and if thy mind observe me well, this form, with such addition gracked of loveliness, will not conceal me long, but thou wilt know Picarda, in the tardiest sphere thus placed, here mid these other blessed also blessed. Our hearts, whose high affections burn alone with pleasure, from the Holy Spirit conceived, admitted to his order dwell in joy. And this condition, which appears so low, is for this cause assigned us, that our vows were in some part neglected and made void. When Saitoha replied, something divine beams in your countenance, wondrous fair, from former knowledge quite transmuting you. Therefore to recollect was I so slow. But what thou sayst hath to my memory given now such aid, that to retrace your forms is easier. Yet inform me, ye, who here are happy, long ye for a higher place more to behold, and more in love to dwell. She with those other spirits gently smiled, then answered with such gladness, that she seemed with love's first flame to glow, Brother, our will is in composure settled by the power of charity, who makes us will alone what we possess, and not beyond desire, if we should wish to be exalted more, then must our wishes jar with the high will of him, who sets us here, which in these orbs thou wilt confess not possible, If here to be in charity must needs befall, and if her nature well thou contemplate. Rather it is inherent in the state of blessedness, to keep ourselves within the divine will, by which our wills with his are one. So that as we from step to step our place throughout this kingdom, pleases all, e'en as our King, who in us plants his will, and in his will is our tranquility, it is the mighty ocean, whither tends whatever it creates and nature makes. Then saw I clearly how each spot in heaven is paradise, though with like gracious do the supreme virtue show not over all. But as it chances, if one sort of food hath satiated, and of another still the appetite remains, that this is asked, and thanks for that returned, e'en so did I in word and motion, bent from her to learn what web it was, through which she had not drawn the shuttle to its point. She thus began, exalted worth and perfectness of life the lady higher up enshrine in heaven, by whose pure laws upon your nether earth the robe and veil they wear, to that intent, that e'en till death they may keep watch or sleep with their great bridegroom, who accepts each vow, which to his gracious pleasure love conforms. From the world, to follow her, when young escaped, and, in her vesture mantling me, made promise of the way her sect enjoins. Thereafter men, for ill than good more apt, forth snatched me from the pleasant cloister's pale. God knows how after that my life was framed. This other splendid shape, which thou beholdst at my right side, burning with all the light of this our orb, what of myself I tell may to herself apply. From her, like me a sister, with like violence were torn the saintly folds, that shaded her fair brows. E'en when she to the world again was brought in spite of her own will and better want, yet not for that the bosom's inward veil did she renounce. This is the luminary of mighty Constance, who from that loud blast, which blew the second over Swabia's realm, that power produced, which was the third and last. She ceased from further talk, and then began Ave Maria singing, and with that song vanished, as heavy substance through deep wave. Mine eye, that far as it was capable, pursued her, when in dimness she was lost, turned to the mark where greater wat impelled, and bent on Beatrice all its gaze. But she as lightning beamed upon my looks, so that the sight sustained it not at first. When sight a question her became less prompt. Canto 4. Between two kinds of food, both equally remote and tempting, first a man might die of hunger, ere he one could freely choose. E'en so would stand a lamb between the maw of two fierce wolves, in dread of both alike, e'en so between two deer a dog would stand, wherefore, if I was silent, fault nor praise I to myself impute, by equal doubts held in suspense, since of necessity it happened. Silent was I, yet desire was painted in my looks, and thus I spake my wish more earnestly than language could. As Daniel, when the haughty king he freed from ire, that spurred him on to deeds unjust and violent, so looked Beatrice then. Well I discern, she thus her words addressed, how contrary desires each way constrain thee, so that thy anxious thought is in itself bound up and stifled, nor breathes freely forth. Thou arguest, if the good intent remain, what reason that another's violence should stint the measure of my fair desert? Cause too thou find'st for doubt, in that it seems, that spirits to the stars, as Plato deemed, return. These are the questions which thou will urge equally, and therefore I the first of that will treat which hath the more of gall. Of seraphim he who is most enskied, Moses and Samuel, and either John, choose which thou wilt, nor even Mary's self, have not in any other heaven their seats, than have those spirits which so late thou sawst, nor more a fewer years exist, but all make the first circle beauteous, diversely partaking of sweet life, as more or less afflation of eternal bliss pervades them. Here were they shown thee, not that fate assigns this for their sphere, but for a sign to thee of that celestial furthest from the height. Thus needs, that ye may apprehend, we speak, since from things sensible alone ye learn that, which digested rightly after turns to intellectual. For no other cause the scripture, condescending graciously to your perception, hands and feet to God attributes, nor so means, and holy church doth represent with human countenance Gabriel, and Michael, and him who made Tobias whole. Unlike what here thou seest, the judgment of Timaeus, who affirms each soul restored to its particular star, believing it to have been taken thence, when nature gave it to inform or mold, since to appearance his intention is e'en what his words declare, or else to shun derision, haply thus he hath disguised his true opinion. If his meaning be, that to the influencing of these orbs revert the honor and the blame in human acts, perchance he doth not wholly miss the truth. This principle, not understood aright, erewhile perverted well nigh all the world, so that it fell to fabled names of Jove, and Mercury, and Mars. That other doubt, which moves thee, is less harmful, for it brings no peril of removing thee from me. That, to the eye of man, our justice seems unjust, is argument for faith, and not for heretic declension. To the end this truth may stand more clearly in your view, I will content thee even to thy wish. If violence be, when that which suffers, not consents to that which forceth, not for this these spirits stood exculpate. For the will, that will not, still survives unquenched, and death as nature doth in fire, though violence rested 1,000 times, for, if it yield or more or less, so far it follows force. And thus did these, whom they had power to seek the hallowed place again. In them, had will been perfect, such as once upon the bars held Lawrence firm, or wrought in Sevilla to his own hand remorseless, to the path, whence they were drawn, their steps had hastened back, when liberty returned, but in too few resolve so steadfast dwells. And by these words if duly weighed, that argument is void, which oft might have perplexed thee still. But now another question thwarts thee, which to solve might try thy patience without better aid. I have, no doubt, instilled into thy mind, that blessed spirit may not lie, since near the source of primal truth it dwells for aye, and thou mightst after of Picard to learn that Constance held affection to the veil, so that she seems to contradict me here. Not seldom, brother, it hath chanced for men to do what they had gladly left undone, yet to shun peril they have done amiss, e'en as Alcmaeon, at his father's suit slew his own mother, so made pitiless not to lose pity. On this point bethink thee, that force and will are blended in such wise as not to make the offence excusable. Absolute will agrees not to the wrong, that inasmuch as there is fear of woe from non-compliance, it agrees. Of will thus absolute Picard spake, and I of th other, so that both have truly said. Such was the flow of that pure rill, that welled from forth the fountain of all truth, and such the rest, that to my wondering thoughts I found. O thou of primal love the prime delight! Goddess! I straight replied, whose lively words still shed new heat and vigor through my soul. Affection fails me to requite thy grace with equal sum of gratitude, be his to recompense, who sees and can reward thee. Well I discern, that by that truth alone enlightened, beyond which no truth may roam, our mind can satisfy her thirst to know, therein she resteth, e'en as in his lair the wild beast, soon as she hath reached that bound, and she hath power to reach it, else desire were given to no end. And thence doth doubt spring, like a shoot, around the stock of truth, and it is nature which from height to height onto the summit props us. This invites, this doth assure me, lady, reverently to ask thee of other truth, that yet is dark to me. I fain would know, if man by other works well done may so supply the failure of his vows, that in your scale they lack not weight. I spake, and on me straight Beatrice looked with eyes that shot forth sparks of love celestial in such copious stream, that, virtue sinking in me overpowered, I turned, and downward bent confused my sight. Canto V. If beyond earthly want, the flame of love illume me, so that I overcome thy power of vision, marvel not, but learn the cause in that perfection of the sight, which soon as apprehending, hasteneth on to reach the good it apprehends. I well discern, how in thine intellect already shines the light eternal, which to view alone ne'er fails to kindle love, and if aught else your love seduces, 'tis but that it shows some ill-marked vestige of that primal beam. This wouldst thou know, if failure of the vow by other service may be so supplied, as from self-question to assure the soul. Thus she her words, not heedless of my wish, began, and thus, as one who breaks not off discourse, continued in her saintly strain. Supreme of gifts, which God creating gave of his free bounty, sign most evident of goodness, and in his account most prized, was liberty of will, the boon wherewith all intellectual creatures, and them soul he hath endowed. Hence now thou mayst infer of what high worth the vow, which so is framed that when man offers, God well pleased accepts, for in the compact between God and him, this treasure, such as I describe it to thee, he makes the victim, and of his own act. What compensation therefore may he find? If that, whereof thou hast oblation made, by using well thou think'st to consecrate, thou wouldst a theft do charitable deed. Thus I resolve thee of the greater point. But for as much as Holy Church, here in dispensing, seems to contradict the truth I have discovered to thee, yet behooves thou rest a little longer at the board, ere the crude aliment, which thou hast taken, digested fitly to nutrition turn. Open thy mind to what I now unfold, and give it inward keeping. Knowledge comes of learning well retained, unfruitful else. This sacrifice in essence of two things consisteth, one is that, whereof tea is made, the covenant the other. For the last, it ne'er is cancelled if not kept, and hence I spake erewhile so strictly of its force. For this it was enjoined the Israelites, though leave were given them, as thou knowst read, to change the offering, still to offer. Th other part, the matter and the substance of the vow, may well be such, to that without offence it may for other substance be exchanged. but at his own discretion none may shift the burden on his shoulders, unreleased by either key, the yellow and the white. Nor deem of any change, as less than vain, if the last bond be not within the new included, as the Keter in the six. No satisfaction therefore can be paid for what so precious in the balance ways, that all in counterpoise must kick the beam. Take then no vow at random, Tyne, with faith preserve it, yet not bent, as Jephthah once, blindly to execute a rash resolve, whom better it had suited to exclaim, I have done ill, than to redeem his pledge by doing worse or, not unlike to him in folly, that great leader of the Greeks, whens, on the altar, Iphigenia mourn her virgin beauty, and hath since made mourn both wise and simple, even all, who hear of so fell sacrifice. Be ye more staid, O Christians, not, like feather, by each wind removable, nor think to cleanse ourselves in every water. Either testament, the old and new, is yours, and for your guide the shepherd of the church let this suffice to save you. When by evil lust enticked, remember ye be men, not senseless beasts, nor let the Jew, who dwelleth in your streets, hold you in mockery. Be not, as the lamb, that, fickle wanton, leaves its mother's milk, to dally with itself in idle play. Such were the words that Beatrice spake, these ended, to that region, where the world is liveliest, full of fond desire she turned. Though mainly prompt new question to propose, her silence and changed look did keep me dumb. And as the arrow, ere the court is still, leapeth unto its mark, so on we sped into the second realm. There I beheld the dame, so joyous enter, that the orb grew brighter at her smiles, and, if the star were moved to gladness, what then was my cheer, whom nature hath made apt for every change? As in a quiet and clear lake the fish, if aught approach them from without, do draw towards it, deeming it their food, so drew full more than thousand splendors towards us, and in each one was heard, lo! One arrived to multiply our loves. And as each came the shadow, streaming forth effulgence new, witnessed augmented joy. Here, reader. Think, if thou didst miss the sequel of my tale, to know the rest how sorely thou wouldst crave, and thou shalt see what vehement desire possessed me, as soon as these had met my view, to know their state. O born and happy hour! Thou to whom grace vouchsafes, or ere thy close of fleshly warfare, to behold the thrones of that eternal triumph, know to us the light communicated, which through heaven expatiates without bound. Therefore, if aught thou of our beams wouldst borrow for thine aid, spare not, and of our radiance take thy fill. Thus of those piteous spirits one bespake me, and Beatrice next, say on, and trust as unto gods, how in the light supreme thou harbor street, and from thence the virtue bring street, that, sparkling in thine eyes, denotes thy joy, I mark, but, who thou art, am still to seek, or wherefore, worthy spirit. For thy lot this sphere assigned, that oft from mortal ken is veiled by others' beams. I said, and turned toward the luster, that with greeting, kind erewhile had hailed me. Forthwith brighter far than erst, it waxed, and, as himself the sun hides through excess of light, when his warm gaze hath on the mantle of thick vapors prayed, within its proper ray the saintly shape was, through increase of gladness, thus concealed, and, shrouded so in splendor answered me, e'en as the tenor